They're here! Should we tell? Okay. We've got a secret and we're not telling. We've got a secret and you don't know it. But Molly, I want to tell. Want to? Okay. Come here. Can you keep a secret? Promise not to tell? Okay. Today is Major Bedhead's birthday, and we're going to a surprise party for him. Right, Molly? But you gotta keep the secret and not tell him, otherwise the party won't be a surprise. Right, Molly? Right. Yep, and Auntie Macassar is coming and... Yeah, and Granny's baking a cake, yum, with icing and everything. And we're getting all dolled up in our fancy party clothes. See? Surprise! Doesn't Molly look cute? Well, you have to wear fancy clothes when you go to a surprise birthday party. Oh, oops, forgot, sorry. Shh, it's a secret. Well, Molly's almost ready. Now all she needs is her party pinafore. Oh, if I can remember where I put it. Oh, boy, I should have put it back where I found it and where it's supposed to go. I'm supposed to hang it up. Oh, well. Oh, what's this? Neat. Well, first I'll get Molly ready, and then I'll get all dressed up in fancy clothes, too, for the surprise party. What time is the surprise party? Well, gee, soon. Soon as every clown gets there, I guess. Oh, Auntie Macassar's invited, and we're invited, and Snickle Fritz, and especially Major Bedhead. It's his surprise birthday party! Oh, sorry. Shh. It's a secret. It's gonna be at Granny's, and... Oh, hey, this'll be good. Well, that would go with your pinafore. Oh, if I can ever find it. Oh. Oh, what time is Auntie Macassar going to be there? Well, gee, I don't know. You know, with her, it's always a surprise. Oh! Thanks for reminding me, Molly. I better go do that now before I get all dressed up fancy for the party. Okay, oh, I'll go stretch. And Molly, why don't you keep looking for your pretty party pinafore? Okay? Come on. See if you can do this. It's fun! But it goes on the other way. Here. Sometimes dolls put their clothes on backwards. They can't really help it. Get this out of the way. There. Now, let me just, Oh, whoops! I'll get that in a second. Let me get you unbuttoned first. Molly, please don't wiggle. This pretty, fluffy feather scarf on you. There you go. Now, where is my... Where is... What? What's wrong, Molly? Don't you like your party outfit? Oh, well, then what? You're acting like you've got a secret or something. Right, I mean, what secret could Molly have? I'm here all the time. Well, actually, Molly does have some secret little friends. She calls them dust bunnies. But they're just in her imagination. There's no such thing as dust bunnies. Hey, what's that? I can't believe it, you know, Molly? Sometimes I think I have too many toys. I mean, really, I don't even remember getting this little fuzzy guy. He's cute, though, isn't he? Perfect for my dollhouse family! I made this dollhouse my very own self for my Foley family. But I never thought about giving them a pet before. Gee, I wonder what it would be. A dog or a cat? Gee, what do you think, Molly? A bunny? That's funny. Isn't here. Oh, I probably hung it up at the vanity, like I'm supposed to. Oh, let the machine get it, Molly. I have to go get my pinafore for the party. This is Lunette the Clown. I can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message. Thank you very much, please.
Lunetka? This is Granny Garbanzo. The carrot cake is all nice. Get your cute little clown shoes over here. It's almost time for the surprise party. Bye-bye. Oh, I hope you wear a pretty party dress.
I'm going to be late. I'll just ask Granny to help with the buttons. Okay, let's go. Was that Granny on the phone? Does she want us over there? Well, I'm all ready, sort of. Come on. Let's go to the surprise party. And remember, it's a secret.
What are you up to, Mr. Sneaky Fritz? Have you been licking the bowl? You can't keep it a secret from me. That's okay. It's okay. I was going to let you anyway. But you should ask for snacks time, right?
Oh, here we are! We're here! Oh, I hope you're not late. Is Major Bedhead here yet?
Oh, no, thank goodness. Now you and Molly are here. And see the cake?
Oh, yummy!
And that cat.
Here, go wipe your whiskers and nose off and get pretty for the party.
Granny, could you help me, please, with my buttons?
Sure thing.
So do you think Major Bedhead will be surprised?
Oh, I hope so. Did you tell him?
No. Did you?
No.
Did you, Snicky?
Wow.
Snickle Fritz!
Good. Then it's still our secret. No one told.
There. Now don't the two of you look so pretty
for the party?
Well, thanks, Granny. Oh, is Auntie Macassar here yet?
Oh, no, not yet. You know her. It's always a surprise what time she gets here.
Oh, no!
Major Bedhead's coming.
Oi! Hide the cake!
Okay. And you pretend that everything is fine and dandy until Auntie Macassar gets here.
Right. Oh, gee. I hope I can keep the secret.
Hi, Lynette. Hi, Molly. My, aren't you both so dressed up today? Where are you going?
Nowhere. We're staying right here. Oh, really, honest.
Really? Then, why are you wearing your best clothes, huh? Come on, why?
Oh, our best clothes? Right. No, these aren't our best clothes, really.
These are just... You're wearing party clothes. You're going to a party, aren't you? That's it, isn't it? Oh. You're going to a party.
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe we are.
And I'm not invited, right?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't?
Oh, no. It's a secret.
A secret? You've got a secret, Lunette? Oh, tell me the secret. Oh, tell me, Lunette. Please, I won't tell anyone. Tell me the secret, pretty please.
Lunetka!
Granny, Lunette's got a secret. Oh, tell me, please.
A secret's a secret, remember. Don't tell.
I've got a secret. It's a real doozy.
You better not tell.
Oh, quit being choosy. Come on and let it out.
You better think about it first.
Come on and tell me now.
I'm about to burst. I'm gonna tell it a secret.
You've got a secret, don't tell, it's your duty.
I think it's slipping out.
Oh, come on, give it to me.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Obey the secret call.
If you don't tell me soon,
I'm gonna explode.
Come on, tell me the secret.
Do not ever spill someone's beans, just don't tell him a secret.
I'm gonna absolutely keep it a secret.
Oh, give me a clue, Lunette. A teeny tiny one.
Well...
Is it... Hey, why does Snickle Fritz have pink on his nose?
Meow.
Snickle Fritz!
Oh, come on. Come on, tell me.
It's a...
It's a surprise!
Angie McCasher!
Happy birthday, Major Bedhead!
Surprise!
A party? For me? That was the secret?
That's right.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and it was really hard trying to keep it a secret.
Hey, let's party!
I'll take the cake!
Like that cake, McCasser? Nice nicing, huh?
Andy McCasser, how do you make this carpet work? How do you get it to fly?
I'm not telling. Oh. Nope, it's a secret.
Not another secret.
I was really good at keeping the secret for the party, Auntie McCasser.
Yeah, she sure was.
Good for you, honey.
Well, you gotta keep secrets. Every clown knows that.
That's the law.
Well, not always.
Huh?
Some secrets you don't keep.
What do you mean, Auntie McCasser?
You gotta keep secrets.
Not if some clown is gonna get hurt.
Macassar's right. Some secrets are not to keep.
But, like, what?
Well, gather round, you clowns and cats. I've got a story to tell, a true story. I call it Hide and Secrets.
Once upon a time, I think it was a Wednesday, me and some of my pals were playing hide and seek in the woods. It was fun! Sometimes I would count and they would hide. 94, 95, 100. Ready or not, you must be caught. And sometimes one of them would count, and I would hide, too.
Ready or not, you must be caught.
It was really fun, hiding and seeking, seeking and hiding. Just a goofy game among friends. Except for one thing. Little Lamb didn't want to get caught, ever. So he found a really good hidey hole. A secret hidey hole, and no one could find him. Huh, was he ever happy? He was the best hider of us all.
Hey, where's Little Lamb? Little Lamb can really hide. He's the best.
What we didn't know was that we weren't the only clowns in the forest that day. There was a lumberjack in the woods, and he came to cut down a tree. That's his job. And he decided to cut down the tree where Little Lamb was hiding. I had promised not to tell about the secret hidey hole. Should I keep my secret? Stop! 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 I said! And the lumberjack stopped just in time. Little Lamb was safe. I explained to him I couldn't keep his secret because he could get hurt. Those secrets you don't keep. Ever. Ever. Ever.
The end.
Oh, I'm glad you told.
I understand now. You can't keep a secret if some clown could get hurt.
If the secret makes you feel uncomfy, then tell. That's the law.
Right now, I feel pretty uncomfy myself.
You do?
Yeah, that was a pretty big piece of birthday cake I ate. I'm stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, me three. Oops.
Molly and I better get back to the couch to digest.
Oh, thanks, guys. This was a great surprise.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Lunette, for keeping it a secret. That made it fun.
Well, you're very welcome. Granny?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was one fine party. I'm on dishwashing duty. I'll wash.
Hey, and I'll dry. Auntie Macassar? Are you sure you don't want to share the secret of how this flies? It'd be great for airmail.
We'll talk.
Bye, everybody. Ooh, I need my couch. Come on.
Ooh, I ate too much. Did you? I think I need a nap to digest. What? Oh, no. Oh. Hey, who made this big mess? Me? I guess it's no secret. I made it. Well, then I have to clean it up. Full tummy or no full tummy? I hope it doesn't take me an hour. So get ready for the full tummy 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go. Is done too. Did you ever notice how you get really sleepy on a full tummy? And we have lots to digest, right, Molly? I learned a lot about secrets today. They can be really hard to keep. And sometimes, yep, sometimes you gotta tell. That's the law, right, Molly? Well, sweet dreams, Molly. You can dream of me if you want to. Oh, how can you even think of eating? Well, I guess it's no secret, Molly. You're the best. And so are you. Toodles! Oh, Molly, wasn't Major Bedhead surprised?
And the clown jumped over the moon.